In correspondence with a patron, Tchaikovsky confessed he was grappling with the idea of fate in his Fourth Symphony. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the composer tried to make sense of his world with music that still resonates today.
1877 had been a turbulent and strange year for the 37-year-old Tchaikovsky. He began a correspondence with Nadezhda von Meck, who gave him financial support, but stipulated they were never to meet in person. He married a young woman and then fled the relationship. He waded into the icy Moskva River, causing speculation about his mental state before retreating to Italy and Switzerland. And then he wrote a great symphony about fate.
Tchaikovsky is asking us through the symphony the question, what do we do with our destiny?
Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
The first movement is so overwhelming that destiny always had the last word. But he's finding ways in the second, third, and fourth movements to hope that men and women on earth can actually take control of their destiny.
A message as compelling now as it was then.
What is happening in the world, whether it's about world peace threatened or whether it's natural catastrophes, in these times, music is always the messenger of unity. Music is always the messenger of peace.
Tchaikovsky also explored fate in his Fifth and Sixth Symphonies. Von Meck continued as his patron and confidant in a platonic relationship that lasted 13 years and involved over 1,200 letters.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.